setting the bar stories are what, Kelly?
They're examples of what not to do.
Look, the only thing worse than having a jilted ex completely destroy your car is having someone else's jilted ex destroy your car.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, dang it.
So the setting the bar, if you can manage to make it through the day without vandalizing your ex's car, only to find out it was the wrong car, you're doing okay.
Either scenario, even if you got the right car, not the best way to handle it because it's still vandalism.
Yeah, we go to Florida for this one. As an 18-year-old.
Oh, gosh.
Ended up egging and spray painting a neighbor's car, not her ex's car, a neighbor's car on accident.
Oh, no, no. She didn't know her boyfriend's car.
Well, I guess they're the same make and model. The damage estimated at about $5,000.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she was a bit angry. Here are the officers talking to her as she's being arrested.
You really need to try harder to try to be sneaky because you are god-awful.
Wow.
Oh, wow. And she's 16. That is grounded forever.
They go on.
You guys spray painted the wrong damn car.
First of all, I'm not Jason, bro. Like, you know that. I'm Jonathan. That wasn't me. It's crazy, too. Like, they chose the perfect color. The perfect color to pop off of black. You're 18. There's no point to ruin your life this early over a guy.
Yeah, so
she's 18.
She's 18.
She
was with her 16-year-old friend. And they both got busted. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They were writing all sorts of words on the black car.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So, again, a little setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without vandalizing your ex's car, I mean, we could stop there.
We could. Let's
but
just
only
stop there.
To realize it was someone else's car.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you're doing okay.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So what's the petty way that you've gotten back at an ex? We're not talking like spray painting cars, but little petty.
Like straight vandalism things that would get you arrested.
Yeah. We'd love to hear those stories, and we'll take those and hear your stories about those petty ways you've gotten back at an ex. Coming up next.